This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. We have two reports this morning about how things are going in New Orleans. Half the city's traffic lights still aren't working, leading to traffic and confusion on the city's streets. More on that in a moment. But first, we're going to hear about an old garbage dump the city and state reopened after Hurricane Katrina. Much of what was once New Orleans is ending up in the Gentilly landfill. Some toxic waste experts and environmentalists fear the landfill could become a huge problem. They told NPR's Elizabeth Shogren the government may be repeating a mistake it made after the last devastating hurricane hit the city.
In 1965, when Hurricane Betsy pummeled New Orleans, the city reopened a closed dump called the Agricultural Street Landfill. Tens of thousands of truckloads of debris were dumped there. Then, in the 1970s and 1980s, low-income homes and schools were built over part of the site.
Later, as they began sampling around this area, what they realized was materials had been brought here that were causing both soil and groundwater problems.
Louisiana State University engineering professor John Pardue is an expert in toxic wastes.
Because of the types of contaminants and number of people that live around this landfill, it rose to the level of being a major concern and being put on the national priorities list.
That's the list of the country's most urgent toxic waste cleanups. $20 million later, the site still causes controversy, and Pardue worries that history may be repeating itself with Katrina and another old landfill. Each day, about 1,500 trucks drive up a huge mound of trash at Gentilly Landfill in an industrial zone of eastern New Orleans. They dump their loads and they head out for more. In the last 4 months, they've dumped 5 million cubic yards of painted lumber, moldy sheetrock, mildewed mattresses, and who knows what else. The mound covers about 50 acres and is 40 to 50 feet tall. Pardue says the landfill doesn't have nearly enough environmental safeguards.
There's the potential, anyway, for there to be a similar problem developing at Old Gentilly, similar to what we had at the Agricultural Street landfill.
That was a different situation. That was before all these strict environmental guidelines were in place.
Dana Stump, president of the company that operates Gentilly Landfill, bristles at comparisons of her facility to Agricultural Street Landfill.
All the operations we conduct out here are with the environment and protecting the environment in mind.
Hazardous materials aren't supposed to get in here. The Army Corps of Engineers, by far the landfill's biggest customer, picks out things like roach killer and bleach before sending it to Gentilly. At the dump, Corps contractors inspect the trash from guard towers. And as Stump drives a big pickup truck up the huge pile of debris, she explains that the inspection doesn't stop there.
And probably another 2 to 3 sets of eyes analyzes the waste as they unload.
Chuck Brown from the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality says the state is satisfied that the landfill is safe.
That facility is probably operated better than any facility in the state because it's under such a microscope. So at this point, I have no concerns that we're going to create any long-term problems.
Professor Pardue says no matter how hard people try, some toxic waste is going to end up in the dump, given the scale of the operation.
This is so unique and that really is unprecedented the amount of debris. And so even a small percentage of things that get through could result in a large problem.
He says household chemicals are getting into the landfill. They pose a risk, as do the huge amounts of carpets, couches, clothes, food, and other organic matter that are permitted in the landfill. They're normally kept out of similar facilities because they rot and create polluted runoff.
In the future, what will happen in the landfill is liquid will be generated within the landfill as the waste starts to break down, as rainfall falls on the landfill and collects. And so that liquid then will have hazardous materials in it that accidentally got into the landfill during this operation. And that liquid becomes groundwater and can move off the site and contaminate the area that's around the landfill.
There's a new 22-page draft report commissioned by FEMA that echoes those concerns. It documents many serious questions about the safety of the landfill. For instance, a layer of clay that's under the Katrina wastes can't be relied on to keep toxins from leaking out. And if the landfill is flooded during a major storm, contaminants could flow into the intercoastal waterway, which borders the dump. The draft report was provided to NPR by the lawyer of an environmental group that's suing the state to force the landfill to be shut down. Pardue says debris from Katrina should have been taken to a landfill designed to handle hazardous wastes. Such facilities line the wastes with two layers of impermeable plastic and collect the toxic liquids. These protections would have avoided the risk of history repeating itself at Gentilly Landfill. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.